This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And welcome Thursday, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Hope you're going to enjoy the next hour as we take you up to the lunch hour. Andy Markowski set to join us, talk a little Husker basketball. They improved on the season last night. Big win over UT Pan America. Let's celebrate that win, folks. 53 points that Pan American team was able to rack up. So congratulations, Husker. Big, big win. Almost kind of like Kansas. Kansas, Alcorn State. A 35-0 run in the first half, 36-0 run, 1 point shy of the Division I record. Derek, in this first segment, can you effort me an Alcorn State basketball T-shirt? I will give you my credit card right now. I want to buy an Alcorn State because that is embarrassing, frankly, and I need one of those. And see if they have that in the triple medium.
Kansas will win it all this year, though.
No, Kansas is a very, very good team. And nonetheless, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, said to join us later in the hour. Also on the show today, Holly Carnes, head softball coach at the University of Nebraska-Kearney, going to be in studio, talk a little bit about the upcoming pancake feed they have every year.
How are you? That's the question.
How are you?
Game one and two of the refereeing seasons for you. How are you doing?
Well, we had to go overtime in the boys' game yesterday.
No, so. Tony. First rule.
I know.
First rule.
I know, but Russ didn't call a charge.
Unbelievable. Well, we know you didn't blow your whistle.
No, it's not true. Pretty good basketball. You know what? Wilcox Hildreth. You know what? Got some kids coming. It's not all bleak, Wilcox Hildreth. You got some kids coming. Pretty good little ball players. Got a 2-point win in overtime.
You were still out of there at what, 2:45?
No. No, I was stuck around, and you know what? Had a good time yesterday. Got up and down the court a little bit. You know what? I don't cramp very often. Had a cramp.
Uh-oh. Did you go down?
And I think I can sue the Playpen Lounge for Sunday football.
Did you go down?
I did not go down because, well, I adapted and overcame.
Did you hobble a little bit?
I hobbled.
Did you shake it out? Did you actually run up and down the court and loosen it up a little bit?
Yes. We got to take care.
Any of the training staff, medical staff, need assist you?
No, they did have the volunteer fire department on hand just in case something happened to me.
Lack of fluids?
Which was nice.
Well, yeah, if you went down, boy. Wow.
We got through it. We're going to do it again today.
What do you think, a 3.8 if you go down? That's the tremor?
Jeez.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The official start of the winter sports season gets underway today for basketball, wrestling, and, yes, the swimmers.
Becchio, winter season gets started.
Swimming everywhere.
All right.
You know, it doesn't feel like swim season, but I guess that begins today as well. Yeah, nobody can make fun of Nebraska's schedule, can they, when you look at who Kansas has played the last three games, Oakland, Tennessee Tech, and Alcorn State.
Alcorn State.
Man, Steve Peterson. Get a hold of was it Lou Perkins down there? He can set you up with some games.
NFL power rankings coming your way, too.
You're pretty excited?
It's kind of difficult. Not at the top, it's not difficult. It's pretty easy, the first three. After that.
You got Minnesota number one?
No.
No? No? Okay.
No, I don't.
Coming up on the show today, as Tony told you about our guests, we'll also talk about Ndamukong Suh maybe has a chance to win the Walter Camp Foundation a National Player of the Year Award. Only three Huskers have ever won that award. They've all won the Heisman.
No, it can't happen.
It can't. Sunday, though, you may be a little more prepared for your NFL football this Sunday, Daddy, because you might get some actual food in your belly before noon.
That would be an excellent idea, and I know a wonderful place to go to get some food in your belly.
It's the UNK Softball Pancake Feed. It's going on from 8 to 1 this Sunday at the American Legion on Central Avenue, 1223 Central Avenue in Kearney. You know, I've always thought when we give directions like that, if you don't know where the Legion is, you're probably not going anyway. So, you know, you've probably been there 27 straight years for the Pancake Feed, and it's going on this Sunday as well. And Holly Carnes joins us. Morning.
This thing's on?
Well, we kept off most of the show.
I would have so been interjecting in the whole calf cramp, hammy pull, whatever it was. He's over here rubbing his calves.
He has calves?
That's funny.
That's a lot of cramp. That is a lot of cramp. You know, and unfortunately, pancakes don't help cramping. You know that, Daddy.
I know. I
mean, so we need to get that loosened up, worked out. But you've got a big weekend
coming. It's pancake and spaghetti feed, let's be honest. That'll help. Get the protein.
What all do we get, Holly?
You get all the pancakes you can eat.
Okay.
We do charge a little extra for the sausage because we're afraid someone like Big Daddy might show up and clean us out.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the pig.
So, yeah, it runs from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. All proceeds go to UNK softball, which is scholarship, travel. We're trying to raise enough money to get a GA. So, extra coaching means.
How much do we need to raise then?
$14,000 for a GA.
That's a lot of cakes. You've also got a little silent auction that goes along with the
pancake
feed.
Yeah, we have a silent
feed.
Auction, too. So,
you know any of the items that are going to be up? Because I know you always got some UNK stuff, a lot of other.
Yeah, we've got a lot of sweatshirts, hats, a lot of things donated, fleece. We've got meat from Tyson Foods, so we've got beef. What else? What else do we have, Kels? We've got all kinds of things. Shopping trips, so we've got a lot of wreaths and things like that.
For the holiday season, perfect.
Darn right. Candles, diffusers, things to make Big Daddy's house smell good.
Again, requiring a lot of items.
Thank God for wives on that. You've been in the off season, had a successful fall, Holly. Tell the folks about that.
Off season right now, the girls are conditioning in the morning and lifting at 6 o'clock in the morning. So they get that out of the way. They can work on their studies and, you know, get a job if they need to have a job. And so we're just preparing. As soon as Christmas break is done, we start practicing, and our first tournament will actually be here in mid-February.
Talk about fall ball a little bit. How long does that go for the softball team?
Oh, 4 weeks typically. We play in one big tournament, and then we scrimmage the Huskers this year, so that was a pretty good experience for our kids. We won the one fall tournament that we were in North Platte. We ended up beating Mesa State out, and they'll be in the top 25. So we're, you know, thinking good things about our team at this point. We've got 5 seniors, so our leadership is there. Our team chemistry is good.
UNK softball coach Holly Carnes is with us in studio today. As we want to look ahead and preview the season a little bit, tell the folks besides the seniors what you got coming back, what you're looking forward to, and is there anything different schedule-wise besides having that opening tournament at home?
You know, not really. Our schedule is similar. You know, we're going out to the mountains a lot. you know, with our 5 seniors, we've got we brought in just 3 freshmen, so we brought in a pitcher, an outfielder, and then a midfielder. So we'll look a lot the same. Actually, one of our junior pitchers had some shoulder surgery, so we're hoping that she'll be back, too. But we'll be young on the mound. Our freshman actually beat Mesa, so she's a pretty good little thrower. So it just says a lot for the team chemistry thing because, you know, we graduated a couple kids, and it's kind of different how from year to year your team chemistry can change. But I tell you what, I'm proud of the seniors we've got.
Kind of getting a group together, kind of recruiting one area, Holly, and we laugh about it. Blair has been very, very successful, so if it's working, why change it? You keep going there and getting players.
Right, and this year will be huge, you know, knowing that we're going to graduate 5 seniors and they're all huge contributors. We knew that we needed to bring difference makers in right now, so we brought in 5 kids from Blair alone. So, next year we'll have 7 kids from Blair. So
called the UNK Bears. What the hell?
So we're pretty excited about that, though. And then we did get a gal from Marion, and we're looking to sign hopefully some local kids here.
You said you're looking for a grad assistant. Do we have changes on the staff?
No.
Just
actually,
looking for
an addition. We keep old Coach Martin around also known as Brody, and then bring in one of our seniors, hopefully, to help out. So we can't let the one go. We just can't let her go. And she's from Blair, too.
Why wouldn't she be?
UNK softball pancake feed, a fundraiser for the team. They brought in a lot of money before. And I guess, again, Holly, just for the folks that didn't catch us right off the top, give them the when and the where. And again, okay. where some of the funds have gone.
It's going to be at the Legion on Sunday, the 6th, from 8 a.m. to 1. The address at the Legion is 1223 Central Avenue. This is my 9th year of doing this, so... money is going to go to equipment, travel, scholarships, and then hopefully we'll get enough for a grad assistant here, too. So
you go south on Central, and once you run out of bricks, you go south a little farther, and you get past the new jail, then you go a little south, a little farther, past the courthouse there in the jail.
Yellow building.
You're almost there.
Yellow building.
It's a
right
big yellow building.
Speed limit's 25 miles per hour on that road. I've driven it a lot.
24/7. Problem is, I got one of those vehicles that just, you know, it can't go 25. It's hot. Got a great deal on it, you know.
Yeah, where'd you buy that at?
I don't remember. Tony, any idea?
I think it's down the street. Give him a call. Molly's Motor Works, 234-5128.
They might have some tickets there for you if you need a ticket for the softball pancake feed. Holly, we'll see you Sunday.
Thank you guys for having me.
We're going to give folks a chance to win some tickets as well to the pancake feed, so be listening today and tomorrow. We'll give you a chance to win some. In fact, let's do that right now. We'll give a pair of tickets to caller 3 at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Caller 3 gets a pair of tickets, and we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
What are you looking for in a pharmacy?
I work downtown, so I need a pharmacy close to my job.
I'm busy with my kids and a job, so I need a pharmacy that's fast with no waiting.
I have a grandparent who is in a wheelchair, so I need a pharmacy with free delivery.
I'm a college student, and I'm on my own for the first time. I need a pharmacy that'll explain things and answer my questions.
Locally owned, ABC Drug Health Mart Pharmacy is the pharmacy for you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Saturday, it's the college football matchup of the year when Alabama takes on Florida in the SEC championship game. Hi, this is John Todges of Westwood One. Join Terry Donahue and me at the Georgia Dome for all the action. Can the Crimson Tide power their way to the SEC crown, or will it be Tim Tebow who keeps the Gators' hopes of back-to-back titles alive? To the winner, a spot on the BCS title game. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Alabama, Florida, Saturday at 2:30, right here on ESPN Radio.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area through the day today with a chance of a few scattered flurries as well. Temperatures will head up to about 27 for a high with northwest winds to 10 to 20. We'll see a slight chance of snow showers tonight with a low near 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 21.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Who's eating pancakes, Derek?
Bill from Kearney.
All right, Bill. Pancakes, sausage, orange juice, eggs. Oh, it's all so good Sunday. We probably won't be there right at 8, will we?
No, it'll be 8:15, 8:30. I'd like to get the front line, though.
It's a great idea. That's outstanding. Great, great idea. We'll give you another chance to win a pair of tickets here coming up later on in the show today and tomorrow as well. As we mentioned, the winter sports season gets underway high school-wise here on ESPN Radio tonight. Kearney Catholic hosting Brooding Davenport on 1230 AM KHAS. We will be bringing you the matchup between Hastings St. Cecilia and Columbus SCOTUS. There's a good way to get the season underway. And then coming up on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll bring you Axtell and Pleasanton, quite the way to get underway in the Fort Kearney Conference. And, Tony, the boys' rankings out today, and here they are. This will be the Omaha World Herald, Stu Pospisil, who, throws about 60 names in a hat and draws out 10, and here's what he gets in Class A. Omaha Creighton Prep, your defending state champion, starts out at number one. And in Class B, Ralston is number one. Aurora is eighth in Class C1. Shadron, number one. Two-time defending champ Hastings St. Cecilia is number two. Grand Island Central Catholic is fifth. Minden is seventh. Those two teams meet each other later on this month. In C2, defending state champion Ravenna starts number one. Axtell is third, and so Axtell gets a chance there. If Ravenna and Grand Island Central Catholic advance on in the Hastings College Tournament, they'll play tomorrow. We anticipate that they will, and we'll have those girls and boys doubleheader on KKPR 98.9 tomorrow. In D1, Humphrey St. Francis starts out at number one. Stu has Loup City fifth and Overton seventh. And in D2, Ewing starts number one with Giltner fourth, Hampton sixth, and Pleasanton seventh. SEM comes in at number nine.
I think maybe some people out there expected Axtell to have that number one position. Kind of one of those deals. Till you beat them, I'm fine with them being two or three.
And Axtell and Ravenna are in the same district. Not in the same sub-district, but once again, they are in the same district as everybody tries to make their way to the state tournament coming up in March in Lincoln. They still do have state basketball in Lincoln, right?
Yes.
Anything else?
Football.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, the Nebraska men's basketball team is off to a 5-1 start on the season, and they look to go 6-1 with their annual rivalry matchup with Creighton coming up on Sunday, 4 o'clock in Omaha. And to join us now and to talk a little bit about the Huskers so far and what is still to come for Doc Sadler's team from the Husker Sports Network, former Husker Andy Markowski. Andy, good morning.
What's going on, fellas? Now, when you say rivalry, you're speaking from Creighton's side or just Nebraska's side?
So what you're saying is it can only be a rivalry if Nebraska beats Creighton sometime. Is that what you're saying?
Sometime. 2-1 under Coach Sadler. Now, here's a real stat for you. I get hassled by Creighton fans down here just because they think they're, you know, got their program rolling.
Nick Baugh.
If you look at the 9 years from 1990 to 1999, Nebraska went 8-1 and beat them by an average of 15.8 points per game. So, you know, everything's a little cyclical, and obviously it turned back into the Barry Collier terrific era here at Nebraska, the Creighton side.
Shocking!
But, you know, Coach Sadler's 2-1, and I think that is starting to transition back the other direction again.
How important is that, Andy? I know Creighton, as you kind of alluded to, thinks it's very, very important. How important is it for Nebraska to, A, play the game, but, B, always win it?
Well, I don't know, Doug. You know, from a fan standpoint, with Creighton's recent success, it's become a pretty good rivalry. As a player, you know, Creighton was never a rivalry because they were awful. And, you know, the issue that Nebraska has now is there's not a lot of kids on the Nebraska, from Nebraska, on the roster. So they don't know it's a rivalry. Creighton has a little bit more regional recruiting base, you know, make a bigger deal out of the game because, A, they need to get big non-conference wins to be in the postseason. Nebraska needs to get big non-conference wins, but they have the opportunity in conference season to still pick up wins that the selection committee, whether it be the NIT or the NCAA, can recognize. So it's a lot bigger game for Creighton. Obviously, Nebraska being the state school should win it. You know, it has the resources to be the dominant school in the state. You know, unfortunately for them, it's a transition period, and you know, whether they can win on Sunday, you know, I don't know. It's going to be definitely a tough game for them.
Andrew, everybody involved with the program, including you, I think, thinks things are moving in the right direction with Coach Sadler and what's going on down there. How big of an advancement can is this an NCAA tournament team?
As of right now, no, it's not. Whether they can improve that much in January or February, we'll wait and see. But as of right now, the team that I watch play is not an NCAA tournament team. They're a little slow athletically on the perimeter. They're young at their guard spots. You know, not so much Seth Henry's a senior. Brandon Richardson is a junior, but has played some minutes. But they're starting Jeter, JUCO kid that's never been involved in big basketball games. They're starting two freshmen inside. They just don't have experience to sit there and say this team is going to be mature enough to take care of their home court once the season comes, and be able to go on the road and beat, you know, quality teams. Now, you know, you never know. The Big 12 is as strong as it's ever been. So if this team can maybe go 11-4, 12-3 non-conference, get to 8-8, you know, I think they'll be right there at the bubble. But as terms of what my eyes tell me now, this probably isn't an NCAA tournament team. Can they improve? They, you know, from their first road game to their second road game, I couldn't believe the improvement that the team had with execution, with poise, with patience. So, you know, I guess that's why they play the season. We'll see if they continually improve, and they'll have a chance to play their way in.
Andy Markowski of the Husker Sports Network joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking a little Nebraska basketball. They're 5-1, an 81-53 win over a outmatched Texas Pan-American team last night. But it was a nice win Sunday out at Southern California, which you were a part of and got to witness. USC, again, I guess we always look at the wrong side of the glass here, but is USC not that good, or did Nebraska actually go out and, did you think, play a really good game?
Well, if you look at USC's roster, they're picked ninth in the Pac-10, which I think they'll finish higher than that. I think they're athletic enough to get fifth or sixth. Now, their front line was as athletic and as big as any Nebraska will see in the Big 12. Where USC struggled is, A, their point guard play was terrible. We got them to turn it over 17 times. The one point guard they had was in foul trouble. So those things really aided in Nebraska's having a chance to win that basketball game. So, personnel-wise, USC had Big 12 level kids. They didn't have the depth with the transition of the Floyd fiasco. But I think USC would finish ninth in the Big 12. They would be playing in that area. So it's a good win. They went out, and they had poise offensively. Defensively, they grinded it out and, you know, positioned yourself in the last minute to be able to make a play to win the game. And you know, Bear Jones, you know, hit a huge three. So, you know, it's going to be a confidence builder. It's a good win. And, you know, but the road gets tougher. Creighton is a, you know, I think, a better environment and probably a better team than USC. And then obviously they have Tulsa on the road. So, you know, that's a good start with a road victory, but the road's going to get a little tougher for him going forward.
Andy, no one played more than 21 minutes last night. Obviously, they were overmatched, but to get a lot of people into the ball game, how many people's in this core group going to play for this team?
Oh, I think the rotation will be down to eight. There's a pretty good drop off from 9 to 10 to 11. You know, once McCray shut her down, Stan Hardinger. It's definitely going to help him when he gets eligible that first conference game. But you'll see the rotation shrink to Sec Henry, Brandon Richardson, Jeter as the 1 and 2 rotation. Bear Jones will rotate in at the 3 with Stan Hardinger and Ryan Anderson kind of as that 3 and 4 rotation. And then you'll play Diaz and Neiman. Ultimately, I think those kids will just play the 5 just because of the youth not being able to have those two young big kids on the floor at all times together once the season hits. So look for an 8-man rotation with Hankins Cole being that third post with foul trouble. You hope Ray Gallegos figures it out defensively because his athleticism I certainly think can help this team. Last night he shot the ball well. But he's young and has a young body in the physical Big 12. And that's why I said this team right now is not an NCAA tournament team. But, you know, the light goes on with some of those kids. You know, who knows where this team is? And, you know, when you have 9 new kids, it's definitely an exciting time. But, you know, as a coach, I think it's frustrating because Doc doesn't know what he's getting night in and night out from his roster.
Everybody wants that big guy. Everybody wants that player in the middle. How good is Diaz?
Well, I think he's really, really skilled. I mean, really skilled. I mean, this kid finishes with his right and left hand. He keeps the ball high from a high-low pass. He can really throw passes not only to guards on back cuts. I think he, you know, when getting hit in the mouth, he realized that, you know, it's pretty physical, and he responded pretty well to that coming back the next game with a career-high 22 points. But he's 19 years old. I mean, it's this. Both, you know, people need to realize Ubell and Diaz should be playing behind a junior and a senior and be playing 12 to 15 to 18 minutes a game. But unfortunately, our program was so depleted, and Doc, you know, Doc will be the first to tell you they missed on their first recruiting class. Of the 8 kids they signed in his first class, only 6 of them didn't make it. So it's you know, those freshmen are forced to go out there and play, and I think they're going to be terrific players. Those are going to be games that you say, wow, they're really good. And there's going to be games where you look at him where he has 4 points and you know, 2 rebounds. You're like, you know, why didn't Diaz show up? Well, he's a freshman, and that's what freshmen do. They're inconsistent. So I think the future's bright. But both those kids, Diaz and Ubell, need to get stronger, and they need to gain some confidence against good competition. And I think the USC game helped that. But, you know, it's a long season, and those kids are going to have growing pains.
All right, Andy, we have to ask, even though he has no impact on what the team's doing on the court, but we haven't had you on the show since one of our favorite sons in the Central Nebraska decided to take that chance, Drake Baronic, leaving UNK as the player of the year in the conference, the leading scorer, one of the top scorers in history. He comes from a school virtually a little bit smaller than what you came from and got that scholarship and worked your way at Nebraska. He only has 1 year. Have you got a chance to meet the kid, talk to the kid? What do you think his chances are of even stepping on the floor next year?
Well, you know, I did. I introduced myself to Drake. I'm around several practices of me doing the network. I don't get to see every game, so I try to watch practices to keep things going. And he's doing well. You know, I like Tom Kropp and Kevin Lofton, and it was, you know, it kind of hurt me to see the kid transfer because I was a Division II coach, and when you develop a kid to be at that level and they leave your program, it's, you know, certainly hurts them. But you can't fault the kid for wanting to see if he can play at the highest level. He's a confident kid. Obviously, he can really shoot the basketball, which is something, if you can make shots, you can find your place onto any level at any time. I think Paul Volander proved that as of being a walk-on and contributed with a lot of good minutes for Nebraska the last two seasons. So Drake is doing things that would probably put him in with a chance to play next year. They're playing him a little bit at the point guard. The one deficiency he has is, A, he's undersized for being a wing player at the Big 12 level. So he needs to improve his ball handling. You just can't be a catch-and-shoot kid. You've got to be able to put on the floor. So they're actually playing him in a little point, which is different for him, which, you know, he kind of struggles. But I think after 6 months of handling the ball as a point guard, it's really going to help him maybe move to the wing and be a little bit more effective offensive player, just not a catch-and-shoot kid. So, you know, he's doing well. He certainly is a confident kid that likes to compete. And when you can make shots, I think you're always going to have a chance to play. Whether that's a 30-minute role or a 10-minute role, I think that will be determined. But I think he has the offensive skill to play at Division I level and maybe help Nebraska win some games next year.
Andy, I go back to that St. Louis game. That's when I knew that he had a spot on this team because I thought that was some of the worst shooting I had ever saw. When you miss a basket 2 feet to the left or right, I think that's terrible at a Division I level. Is this team a better shooting team than we've had, or are they still mediocre at best?
You know, I think, you know, they're a good shooting team. You know, part of St. Louis was they played so quick. That is their first time on the road. They're trying to take shots off of 1 and 2 passes. And what you realize is, you know what, I can turn this first shot down, and as the ball comes back around, we can get a better shot. And the USC game showed that. I thought in the second half we played with a better poise about us. We didn't make all our open threes. Brandon Richardson, I think, missed 3 or 4 open ones. But this team's not a great shooting team. I think Brandon's a good shooter. Ryan Anderson's a good open shooter. Bear Jones is a terrific open shooter. Rick Legas can make shots. Brandon Jeter is actually leading the Big 12 in three-point shooting. I don't think that's not going to hold, but as an open shooter, he's capable. So both Diaz and Ubel can step out to 18, 19 feet and make shots. So I think they're a good shooting team. I don't think they have the playmakers to get them a lot of open shots against the better defensive teams in the league, and I think that will show in time. But like I said, there's Drake Bronick can make shots. He's proved that by averaging 20 points at a Division II level. And, you know, the way I compare the RMAC and the North Central, which where I coached that, is that's probably as good as the bottom 100 teams in Division I. And if you can average 20 points at that level, you can come in and probably play at a higher level. And like I said, if you can make shots, you know, Piekowski proved that by staying on the NBA roster for 15 years. You know, they're just a place for guys that can make shots. And from what I've seen of Drake, he can do that.
Before we let you get out of here, Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network, let's go to the email here from the Dent Popper inbox. It says, ask Andy about his career highlight, signed Pigs.
I didn't have a career highlight.
I thought your career highlight might have occurred this summer. Well, it had nothing to do with basketball.
I was thinking basketball, which I ran through my whole career, and it flashed really quickly in front of me. But anyway, I threw one in, dude. As you know, I had an ace in the Ord Country Club, so... with you guys being back there, it cost me more money than I wanted to pay, but we certainly had fun celebrating the ace, and it'll never happen again because if anybody's played golf with me, they know I'm not – just being on the green is quite an accomplishment, but putting it in the hole is a miracle.
I'll tell you what, for a self-trained golfer that learned all your skills from your old man, I'll tell you, you're doing a heck of a job.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if that's a compliment or not, but I'll take it as one.
Andy, we'll let you get out of here. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great holiday.
All right, guys. Take care.
Andy Markowski from the Husker Sports Network. Yeah, hole in one. You know, the cups seem to be smaller up there at Ord. I don't know what the deal is, but there you go. For the Husker Sports Network, talk a little Nebraska basketball as well. You okay? Everything good?
I'm good.
Could we get more Tiger Woods jokes emailed to us? I don't think we got enough. It's just amazing. We'll take a look at some of those. Joe DeMail from FantasyPlayersEdge.com is going to join us, and that means shoot your emails off to us if you've got a question for Joe, Doug, and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, our NFL power rankings as we head into the home stretch of this regular season. And as we go to break, let's give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the UNK softball pancake feed. This Sunday runs from 8 to 1 at the Kearney American Legion, 1223 Central Avenue. We'll take caller number 3 again, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Pair of tickets for a free breakfast on Sunday.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. More good news for Vizio. Did you know they have twice the market share as Sony in the United States? Did you know their true LED technology you can get at Costco's Wholesale, Sam's Club, BJ's Wholesale locations near you today? Don't compromise. Go with number one. Go with Vizio. Incredible quality. Their new XVT LCD television delivers the absolute best in picture quality. According to technology editors, their new lines of LCD HD TVs, the most comprehensive on the market. Go with number one. Go with Vizio.
This holiday season, Ace is offering big savings on the biggest names in tools. For a limited time, save 20% on power tools. Names like DeWalt, Makita, ShopVac, Black & Decker, Milwaukee, and Skill. Save 30% on power tool accessories and hand tools. Stanley, Irwin, Crescent, Nicholson. Almost every brand we carry. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the holiday helpful place. Prices good at participating Ace hardware stores through December 24, 2009, while supplies last. Not valid on sale items. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area through the day today with a chance of a few scattered flurries as well. Temperatures will head up to about 27 for a high with northwest winds to 10 to 20. We'll see a slight chance of snow showers tonight with a low near 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I want to thank Eric for firing off to the Den Popper inbox. What's your broadcast schedule this weekend? I don't know. Are you a stalker, Eric? We mentioned that at the top of the show. Tonight's basketball. Kearney Catholic hosting Brooding Davenport. Axtell hosting Pleasanton on KKPR 98.9. But Kearney Catholic Brooding Davenport here on ESPN. Hastings St. Cecilia Columbus SCOTUS will be doing basketball action on 1230 KHAS. We will be at Grand Island Central Catholic for the semifinals of the Hastings College Tournament tomorrow. That's where I am. And Kearney High Wrestling is coming up on Saturday. We'll have the invite starting around 5 o'clock. The finals in Grand Island and Kearney are 1-2 in the HuskerMat.com preseason Class A rankings. So look for some noise out of those two teams, although many in the community believe that Grand Island is way, way, way ahead of everybody else in Class A. So That's what you got. I've got the rest of the rankings around here. I've got all this. Derek, we had an incident, didn't we?
We did. I got to love printers, right? We got some ink all over the place. Oh, and some.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
I'll go get you a paper towel.
It's crazy. No, I'm not worried about the ink on the hand. I'm not worried about it, but it sure does make a mess in here, doesn't it?
It does.
Who won our tickets?
Luke from Kearney.
Luke's going to go eat some pancakes, probably some sausage, maybe some eggs, a little juice. Coming up at the UNK softball pancake feed, coming up Sunday 8-1 at the American Legion Club in Kearney. Now, the rest of the wrestling rankings from HuskerMat.com. Omaha Scuts number one in B, and Auburn is second. Aurora fifth, Adams Central 10th. And that's going to be an interesting story at Adams Central. Dan Lineski, you know, he's part of the service, and he was called to duty. He was at Fort Hood when all that craziness went down here about a month ago. He's safe, but a great wrestling coach, and he will not be this year for Adams Central. Central City's number one in Class C. Wood River 6th, Kearney Catholic 7th, Hastings St. Cecilia 8th, and Amherst is number one in Class D. Palmer is 5th. Perennial Power Howell's is 2nd, but HuskerMat.com saying it would be a shocking upset if Amherst didn't win state. So the pressure on the Broncos down the road in that fine, fine program with Tyler Herman.
Yeah, enjoy that, Tyler.
Yeah, there you go. Bugs. So that's what you got going on. Let's see. Emails. We've got some for Joe DeMeo coming up. We'll talk about that. We've got Irish Ken chiming in. We'll talk about that. But right now, we want to talk about what's coming up for the holidays, and that is Troutman's Quality Meats. I got a real nice ham there last week.
Lovely bone in.
Check it out. Now's the time to order your fresh turkeys, smoked turkeys, bone-in or boneless hams, and prime ribs for the holiday season from Troutman's Quality Meats. The road's open on both sides now, folks. It's come to an end, and the street in front of Troutman's completely open in both directions. And, hey, a thumbs up to the crew. Now, I will say, I saw on NTV last night, the story was that it got done later than projected, really, because of the rainy weather. And, again, I have to say, really? Really? I thought this was about the time they were supposed to get done. It looked like they moved along at a pretty good pace. So thumbs up to the boys.
I think an excellent job.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I chuckled, though, because I thought, I just don't remember that flood we had. It rained that 1 week. You know, I didn't think they were behind schedule was the point.
It's pretty wet. Give them a break.
You should be a weekend weather guy.
Yeah.
You can add that to your resume. But anyway, Troutman's, not only do they have the turkeys and the hams and the prime ribs, they've got USDA certified Angus beef, quality steaks that are aged 30 days minimum for peak flavor and tenderness. And how about a great gift this holiday season? Because what does meat do? That's right, it makes a great gift. Customized packaging, gift cards are available. And if you're ready to tailgate, they've got the gear for you. Wine, beer, and grill. Tailgate tested and approved. Fresh summer sausage and snack sticks. Perfect game snacks that fit right in your pockets. And, of course, a great selection of Green Mountain grills if you want to take that extra step for the holiday season. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore here on Highway 30 in Kearney. How about the NFL Power Ranking?
Well, I think it's a mess, Doug, because I think from 15 to 6, I think you could throw a lot of teams in there. But my number 10 team is the Philadelphia Eagles. They've got playmakers that are starting to make plays. Thought this is a quality team. They get people healthy. This is a good football team. And number 9 and number 8, I've got Pittsburgh and Baltimore at 8 and 9, both 6 and 5 teams. Both very, very injured right now. I think both teams have key players that are banged up. They get those guys back, they should be able to make runs in the playoffs. Number 7, that's all the further I can drop the New England Patriots. How far could you drop them after they lose to New Orleans on Monday night? I think that's fair. Number 6, the Dallas Cowboys, 8-3. We'll see. The New York Giants.
Homer!
That might be a homer job, but they're 8-3, and no one else can say that other than the teams ahead of them that are 8-3. So that's why I've got Dallas. Number 5, Cincinnati Bengals. I cannot believe they're the 5th best team in football, but nonetheless, they're 8-3. Number 4, San Diego Superchargers. 6 in a row. Phillip Rivers and company have it going. Number 4, they are 8-3, and they're my number 4 team. And then 3-2-1 is Minnesota, Indy, and of course the New Orleans Saints at the top. I moved them back ahead of Indianapolis, who 2 weeks ago I had ahead of New Orleans.
Our top 5 teams are exactly the same. I've had New Orleans at number 1. most of the season after the Giants went down. So New Orleans number one, Indy number two, Minnesota number three, San Diego number four, and Cincinnati number five. And as they've said, New Orleans, to get home field advantage, might have to run the table, because Minnesota, if they get past Arizona Sunday night, has an easy last four games of the season, and they could go 15-1. How crazy would that be? 15-1, and you don't have home field advantage, and it could happen to one of these two teams. So New Orleans, Indy, Minnesota, San Diego is making that move. We thought they were a better team than what they started, and they're doing it a little bit better earlier this year. They're fourth, and yeah, Cincinnati, what do? You put them fifth. I've got New England sixth. It was a horrible, horrible game that they played on Monday night, but again, it's the NFL, and that can happen, I guess, because look what happened to Tennessee. They got beat 59-0, and look where they're at now. So New England sixth. I put Green Bay seventh. Dallas is number eight, and Arizona I have at number nine, and I put the Tennessee Titans in at number 10. They have won five in a row. Right now, I think they are in the top 10 teams in the National Football League. Overall, their body of work through 11 games, no. But the last five games, they deserve to be in the top 10. And maybe if you just looked at the last five games, they deserve to be them or Cincinnati for the top five in that number five spot. So I put Tennessee in at number 10, leaving the likes of Philadelphia and Denver on the outside, Baltimore and Pittsburgh on the outside as well. I'd love to put Baltimore in there, but let's face it, they barely beat a Pittsburgh team that wasn't very good Sunday night. I mean, with all their studs, they were not at full strength, and they barely beat them at home. So there you go, our NFL power rankings for Week 12. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we will take a break, and Joe DeMeo will join us from FantasyPlayersEdge.com after this.
Only the Home Depot has the new Ryobi 12-volt automatic hammer for only $89. It makes driving nails easier, sore thumbs obsolete, and reaches tight spaces other hammers can't. It comes with a 12-volt lithium-ion battery, even a tool bag. What do you give the do-it-yourselfer who has everything? This nails it. Ryobi's new 12-volt auto hammer, only $89. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
You know, Golick, I figured out what's wrong with your face.
What's wrong with my face?
Yeah, you know, you always have that scrunched up look on your face.
Greeny, I don't have a look on my face. This is my face.
No, what I'm saying is you have the look of someone who's plagued by underwear that is constantly riding up. But I have good news. Hanes created boxer briefs that don't ride up. They're designed to always stay in place.
Oh, you're always so attentive to my needs, Greeny. You'll be happy to know I plan on picking up a pack of these Hanes boxer briefs today.
Well, that's a relief. Put a smile on your face. Pick up a pack of Hanes boxer briefs. Perfect for holiday gift giving at a store near you.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners. Vidalki Heating and Air.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The high school winter sports season tips off Thursday, and we've got you covered on our network of stations. Right here on ESPN Radio, Kearney Catholic welcomes in Bruning Davenport. Girls at 6, the boys at 7:45. Then the Stars will take on either Sandy Creek or Red Cloud in the semifinals Friday and wrap things up on Saturday. On 12:30 a.m. KHAS Thursday, Hastings St. Cecilia will host Columbus SCOTUS, and on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, Pleasanton is at Axtell. It's the 2009 winter sports season right here.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds across the area through the day today with a chance of a few scattered flurries as well. Temperatures will head up to about 27 for a high with northwest winds to 10 to 20. We'll see a slight chance of snow showers tonight with a low near 10. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 23.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com will join us here in just a moment. We want to remind you, though, it's time to get your youngsters signed up for Kearney Mat Cat Wrestling. A decade of excellence continues, and registration forms are available online at KearneyMatCatWrestling.com. Register now through December 7th, because there's a $10 late fee after December 7th. If you want more information, you can contact Albert Rodriguez, 237-5160, 237-5160. Join a winning tradition with Kearney's premier youth wrestling association, Kearney Mat Cat Wrestling, 10 years and beyond. And all you have to do is go to their website, KearneyMatCatWrestling.com, KearneyMatCatWrestling.com. Do it before December 7th. Get your youngster signed up and ready to go. If the information that you want to know is not on the website, get a hold of Albert Rodriguez, 237-5160. Of course, helping build not only a wrestling tradition at Kearney High, but around Central Nebraska for the past 10 years. And they want to get your youngster not only involved, but educated. It's fun, and they teach them the right way at Kearney Mat Cat Wrestling. Join the winning tradition. Again, the website, KearneyMatCatWrestling.com, MATCAT, KearneyMatCatWrestling.com. Register before Monday and save yourself a little coin. Boys, I got to tell you, this comes from Ken, the Dent Popper inbox. Says, I got to tell you, it sure feels good to be a Phil Mickelson fan these days. And then he goes on to say, if I were Bo Pelini, I think I would pull Sue out of the line and play him at middle linebacker for the Texas game. He can then put someone in the line to occupy the blockers and let Sue pick his spot to attack Colt McCoy. If Nebraska has to resort to blitzing to try and stop Colt, he will kill Nebraska with 8 to 10-yard passes across the middle. Irish Ken, your thoughts?
It's an interesting thought, although he could pick his spot. I'm not sure he could catch Colt McCoy. That's the bad part.
The American Football Coaches Association have just announced that Alabama running back Mark Ingram and Nebraska defensive lineman Ndamukong Suh headline the Coaches All-American team announced this morning. So congratulations to Ndamukong Suh, one of 25 players selected as a member of the first team All-American. Represents Nebraska's first All-American pick since defensive back Josh Bullocks and Kearney High punter Kyle Larson earned first team back in 2000. And three, Sue is the 93rd Husker overall to earn first-team All-American honors.
Awesome.
There you go. So maybe he's one of those guys you can pick in a future fantasy draft if you're in one of those IDP leagues or defensive leagues. And joining us, as he does every Thursday, from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, Joe DeMeo. Good morning, Joe.
Gentlemen, how go you?
Well, we've survived Thanksgiving, and now we're on to the December and all the holiday parties. So I guess Daddy's smiling a lot these days.
Well, a little imbibing is good for the soul.
Yeah, a little. Let's remember the word a little. Hey, Joe, well, we're getting ready for most leagues where you play head-to-head and not just go on scoring, but if you go head-to-head, this is probably the final week of the regular season, and you get ready to go into most places a three-week playoff format next week. Is there any advice for players as they get ready for that time?
Yeah, no, there is, and this is the time to truly pay attention to the matchups, Doug. You can't mess around this time of year. You can't afford to give away a game or give away a point total because you haven't been paying attention. And guys like Jason Avant become decent this week when players like Deshaun Jackson are down, or Jamal Lewis is. Going to be on the IR, so you got to take a look and see if Jerome Harrison or Chris Jennings. Chris Jennings is dinged up. Jerome Harrison may get the totes just by default. So you want to look at the little things right now, and they'll be going against San Diego. Will probably be without Sean Merriman. The problem with this time of year is people tend to get a little bit complacent. The holidays are here, and they tend to set their lineups and just go away and. Then they come back and they find out, Kurt Warner didn't play or things like that. This is the time of year where you just have to stay focused on the prize.
Joe, we got a lot to get to as far as emails and stuff go. Need two of these running backs to play. Frank Gore, Thomas Jones, Pierre Thomas, Sproles, LeSean McCoy.
Gore, Thomas Jones,
Pierre Thomas. Thomas, Darren Sproles, LeSean McCoy. Touchdown only league.
Touchdown only league. Let me just take a quick look here at Frank Gore going up against Seattle. Use Frank Gore this week and Thomas Jones, I think. Jones has a nice matchup against the Bills tonight. He gashed him last time out.
So there you go. You got to get that Thursday in with that big game tonight between the Bills and the
From
Jets.
From Toronto.
Yeah. Woohoo, Canadian. You get to hear two national anthems. Merritt wants to know, with Julius Jones coming back, he says, boy, do I have a problem at running back, and he wants to start Forsett. Is that a safe start?
The reason I think it is a safe start is Julius Jones will return, and he's going to be running against San Francisco, which has one of the more stout running defenses, probably fourth in the league in stopping the rush. That means they're going to have to pass to win. Forsett is a much better back out of the backfield. 2 weeks ago, he had 100 yards out of the backfield. Last week, he rushed for 100 yards and didn't have a pass thrown his way. This week, look for Forsett to be involved in at least 15 touches. That'll probably round him out to 75 yards. And you know, you can't predict a score, but if they're going to score, they're going to score out of the backfield.
This comes from Tom and Minden. Health-wise, Cedric Benson and Steve Slayton, your thoughts?
Benson and Slayton will both play. Slayton had a stinger. I'm more worried about the distribution of carries at the goal line with Chris Brown. Benson will absolutely play. He's not going to sit there and let Larry Johnson take his job. So anything short of a piano falling on his head, he's going to play. So no worries with either back.
Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Check out his website for the very latest and up-to-minute changes as you get ready for your fantasy weekend. This comes from Steve and Carney. Eli Manning or Alex Smith?
Wow. you know, those are the kinds of decisions that really make life tough. Eli Manning's going up against Dallas. Dallas is, their pass defense is right in the middle of the pack. Seattle's pass defense is not horrible, but they have allowed 20 passing touchdowns. I worry about Manning's foot. Let's roll the dice and go with Alex Smith this week.
Let's go to Mike in Hastings. He says, need to start, this is a touchdown only league. Need to start either Vince Young or Ben Roethlisberger. Rushing touchdowns would count double for the quarterback. Vince Young or Ben Roethlisberger.
And rushing touchdowns count double?
Yeah.
God, I mean, this is another one of those formats that make life difficult because Roethlisberger is probably going to pass for at least two or three touchdowns. Young is going against a Colt defense that is difficult. They have a terrific young secondary. Even though Vince Young is more likely to step into the end zone than Roethlisberger, you can't play the game based on what might happen from the point of view of a rushing touchdown for a quarterback. You can base that on running backs, and you can base passing touchdowns on wide receivers. Go with Roethlisberger. Take the three touchdowns and. If Vince gets in, you'll still have three TDs to two.
Back to touchdown only. Need three of these, Joe. Cotchery, Josh Cribbs, Calvin Johnson, Santana Moss, Ocho Cinco, Kevin Walter.
Three of these? Ocho Cinco for sure. Calvin Johnson for sure. The other three were Cotchery, Cribbs, and who was the last one?
Santana Moss and Walter.
Santana Moss and Walter. We certainly don't want to play Cotchery tonight against the Buffalo Bills. Very, very stout. Cribbs is really a hit or miss kind of back. So we got Ocho Cinco, we got Calvin Johnson. Now it boils down to the dreaded Santana Moss and Kevin Walter, who has been everything that you don't want in a fantasy player this year. Washington's going up against New Orleans. New Orleans pass defense is stout. Let's roll with Kevin Walter and hope for the best.
Hey, Joe, I got a quick question for you here. I've got one running back slot and three running backs, Fred Jackson, Cadillac Williams, or Tim Hightower?
Jets are pretty solid, across the board on defense. Their defense is sixth. Hightower... I mean, Caddy's just not getting enough carries in my world to be what I want him to be. Hightower, you know, he's got the odd matchup against the Vikings, so you really kind of find yourself, having to go with Fred Jackson. Hopefully, he gets enough touches tonight to be, fantasy relevant for you.
This comes from Mark in Minden. Joe DeMeo with us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Mark says, I don't normally switch out a good quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, but I have Brett Favre, too. He has been hot and has a good matchup. So do you like Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers this weekend? Mark in Minden.
Well, I mean, hi, Mark. Another great question. Minneapolis is going up against Arizona. Arizona's pass defense is suspect. Let me give you the stats just so you can see it for yourself. Arizona allows a 7.2 yards per pass attempt and has allowed 16 touchdowns on the year. The Baltimore Ravens, 7.1 and 12 touchdowns. So they're very, very comparable statistically. Rodgers is more of a threat to score a TD on the ground. Let's go with the guy who's been at the party all year. Let's go with Aaron Rodgers over Brett Favre based on similar matchups.
We're back to the touchdown-only deal. Reggie Bush, Steve Slayton, Jason Snelling, Jonathan Stewart.
Jonathan Stewart, if D'Angelo Williams sits. Otherwise, go with Slayton.
There you go. Joe DeMeo, I think we've hit all the emails that have come in. You can check things out for yourself on his website, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. It's up there 24-7 to get you going. Up there 24-7 at FantasyPlayersEdge.com. Tony, any more? Anything we need to let the folks know on any late injury moves? It sounds like there could be some real switching this weekend with people playing and not playing some big names,
yeah.
Joe.
Yeah, let's talk about it quickly. Kurt Warner, I think, is going to play. No fears. The Roethlisberger, I'm certain, is going to play. Jake DeLone's going to be out. What a relief to the fantasy community. What can I say?
Matt Moore
will play. I like Forsett over Julius Jones, even though Jones is going to be active. I don't think Michael Turner is going to go to the dance, but I don't like Snelling and Norwood against the Eagles, and they're going to, vulture carries from each other. D'Angelo Williams is the one that's up in the air right now, folks. Come to the site on Saturday. I'll update that for you. Slayton's neck should be fine. I told you Jamal Lewis is going to be out. Your receivers, DeSean Jackson's out. Sims Walker should play. Roddy White should play. Levenuus Coles has a questionable tag on him this week. He's got a decent start against the Lions if you're desperate and he's on your bench. And once again, I do want to mention Jason Avant. I think he's and that's A-V-A-N-T, Jason Avant for the Eagles. Jeremy Macklin will be the DeSean Jackson for the Philadelphia Eagles this week. Avant will be in the slot. Macklin will draw double coverage. Reggie Brown on the outside will get single coverage. That means Avant will be running loose in the slot. McNabb is going to have a big game against Atlanta. Take advantage of the fact that Avant should be a tremendous flex play and a solid WR3.
All right, Joe, we get ready for the playoffs next week. We'll talk to you then. As always, thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's a privilege to work with you each week. I enjoy the heck out of it. And we'll catch up with you next week. Good luck, both of you, and take good care.
Take care, Joe. And I need a couple wins this week in my two leagues. I'm on the bubble. I'm on the bubble of making the playoffs. It's been kind of rocky. Like the San Diego Chargers, though, I'm a second-half team.
There you go. Come back. Come back, big boy. Come back. You'll be fine.
I saw that you were downtown a little bit yesterday. What's up?
It's Look What's Cooking, folks. It's your kitchen accessory store. We told you about it a couple days ago, the new sponsor. Folks, if you're looking for a gift out there, you don't know what to buy. They've got everything. They don't have a collection of Wusthof knives. German Forge, Derek. German Forge. They're getting better than Wusthof.
That's Wusthof.
Oh, Wusthof.
Yeah, see, the W makes the V sound. You were pretty close.
He was pretty close.
He was pretty close. It's very good.
Imagine if Ndamukong Suh wanted to have a Wusthof knife.
Ndamukong. It's Ndamukong Suh, and it's Wusthof knives. And they've got them all at Look What's Cooking. Okay, folks, downtown Kearney on the Kearney Bricks. It's right between Hoover's Jewelers and Brown Shoe Fit Company. Right between them. Look What's Coming. Look What's Cooking. They've been there a while. They've got it all. You know what? You need a $5, $10 little kitchen accessory item. They've got 80 feet. The slated wall in the north, 80 feet of it. It's all that kind of gifts. All the linens you washcloths, dishcloths, aprons you could want, specialty foods, dips, jams, sauces, spices, Paula Deen collection, Stonewall Kitchens collection, Wind and Willows collection. They've got it all. Hey, check out the apple machine. Peel, core, and slice apples. One, two, three. That's like boom goes the dynamite.
They have a fine tooth machine there?
I'm sure they can find you fun. They have butcher blocks for you. They've got the knife storage blocks. They've got Polish pottery, hand-painted stoneware. Well, if it's Polish, it must be from Order Loop City. No, all the way from Poland.
Oh!
All the way from Poland. Specialty cookware, all-clad cookware, guaranteed for life. Sets all sizes of pans, folks. That's where it's at. Look What's Cooking, your kitchen accessory store. Get down there. Call them today, 234-5544.
Ow! I want to thank everybody that joined us on the show today. Unfortunately, we could not make a connection with Brent Heinrichs like we thought we were going to be able to do, the head coach at Axtell. But we'll see him tonight doing some basketball, and we'll be talking with Tom McCann, head wrestling coach at Kearney High, on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show about the upcoming season and the Kearney High invite. If you want to know something about wrestling, folks, go to HuskerMat.com. Ross and the gang there do an outstanding job at HuskerMat.com, and they keep you up to date on wrestling as well. You can check out their top 10. And tomorrow, another special guest as we get down to the final 36 hours before Nebraska, Texas, and the Big 12 championship game. Ooh, they're starting to talk like Nebraska has a chance. I don't know. We'll make our predictions. The final Bruce Furniture Pigskin Pick'em of the regular season to get in for those recliners. We want to thank Andy Markowski for joining us today, UNK softball coach Holly Carnes, and Joe DeMeo.
I want to thank you for joining us today. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!